Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hey, Andy. Sounded good again, eh? That's incense and peppermints and strawberry alarm clock. We used to run an American chart show Sunday lunchtime, and I used to do that. And then as now, I always thought the American charts were better than that one. Not so much in the 60s, but certainly nowadays. I don't know why. They don't seem to go through the funny fads that we do over here. Always into quality stuff, those Americans, you know. Right, Roger on the radio, 25 years on. Doesn't seem possible, but here we are.
I would like to put a question to the opposition.
Moody Blues here in just a moment, but first with the Ideal Homes Jam Buster, it's Sarah.
Thank you very much, Roger, and I must say happy 25th anniversary as well.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And don't add that you weren't born then.
Well, I wasn't, actually.
Oh, all right.
Mine is about 7, I think. Anyway, on the road at the moment, traffic is building up at approaching the South Woolwich roundabout on the M25.
Thank you. We're still in the Caroline era, back in 1967. Should be hanging on it for a while, but it was a very good era. Andy, who I know he's listening at the present time, anybody else that was associated with the station, is probably well aware that the only way we remained on the air was by selling the airtime that we had, and we used to get people that actually paid to have records played. And most of them were pretty awful. The stuff on Major Minor, for instance, that we used to have to play. But occasionally, in the bag would come something that was being brought onto the station, which was actually good. And that was the case with this ear record. Wonderful stuff. 25 years on with Roger Day. I mentioned the staff at work at Radio England earlier on. I remember when I first joined Caroline, some real good people around there. Mike Ahern and people like that had long since gone. But there was Tom Edwards, who I remember, who's now a TV continuity announcer. He went to America. I think he's back now. And not working for LWT as he used to, but I think he works up in the East Anglia region. There was Keith Hampshire, who was a lovely Canadian man, and he went back to Canada, where he was a TV star. Well, he still is on Coast to Coast TV over there, and actually had a couple of hit records as well. Lovely man, Keith. Haven't phoned him for a while. Must do that one of these days. But you know what it's like. The odd 20 years passes and you haven't phoned somebody. The Steve Young, who used to do the late night show, another Canadian. I actually ran into him when I was in Canada in the middle 70s. A place called Medicine Hat, where he hailed from. He was a nice guy. In fact, I called him the station he was working at. Who else was around? Johnny, of course, was around. The Admiral Romney Dale, as far as I know, he's still in Ireland, where he was running radio stations when they were slightly illegal, the old pirates. They made them legal, and he wasn't too interested in that. So goodness knows what he's doing to earn a dishonest coin now. Spangles Maldoon, well, he got into computers and is a multimillionaire. Makes me thoroughly sick to think of that. Where did I go wrong? Stevie Merrick has emigrated, I understand, to either Australia or New Zealand. He has been working in Nottingham for a while. And he was going to be, first off, a Conservative councillor. Then he changed parties to the SDP. Last I heard, he was one of the Greens, I think. He never could make up his mind, that boy. Who else around? Bud Ballou, he went back to America and was working out there. And who else? Carl Mitchell, he went back to America as well, but I don't know what happened to him. One of these days, I might have the time to find out. Anyway, that's what happened to a few of the old boys that you might remember listening to. And a record from that era, from the Box Tops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Yep, my baby just wrote me a letter. It said goodbye. And one of the shortest songs ever made. There was actually, records were so bad in those days for that sort of thing. It's a good job the boys' room was never too far away. Thank God for people like the Moody Blues and their long ones. Right, it is Roger on the radio. Somebody so rightly pointed out to you, so many people you used to work with, Roger, have become rich and famous. Where did you go wrong? I don't know, but are they happy? Yeah, they probably are. Annoying, isn't it?
As you can hear, Aylesford Retail Park, Aylesford, for written details.
Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, as Andy Archer was talking about earlier on. When the old pirates just had been supplied from Britain, that was not too bad. It only used to take about an hour, as the supply ship used to go out from, first off it's Harwich, and then we changed to Felixstowe. It wasn't the other way around. Anyway, so somewhere up there. And when they made us sort of illegal, and in theory we could have been arrested for coming back to the country,
Never to arrest me, though. Too thin to catch, you know. We used to have to go out via Holland. That wasn't so pleasant. 16 hours in a small fishing boat, not my idea of fun. I wasn't seasick, but it's just dead boring. And the worst trip we ever had, it took about 24 hours, and we were going backwards more than we go forwards, I think.
I'm just mad about that car.
Ridiculous words. Good old Donovan. And they call me Mellow Yellow. It wasn't so much the words, it was what they sounded like, wasn't it? It was 4.30 right now, 25 years on, with Roger Day and the Ardeal Holmes Jambuster now with Sarah.
Thank you very much. Right, well, we've got problems up at the Dartford Tunnel already this evening.
Right, we're up to March 1968 on the old 25th anniversary show. Good old Caroline, lovely time had there, and I'm sure you as a listener, if you remember all that, enjoyed it as much as I did being out there. It were great fun, but they didn't pay their bills and they got towed in early March 1968. And I moved on to Radio Luxembourg. I must say, I hated every minute there, but, well, I'm honest. I didn't like the people in the country, I hated the place. There's too much bureaucracy. I'm more like a civil servant than a disc jockey. You know I like paperwork. Anyway, this reminds me of that era. Oh yeah, MacArthur's Park, and that is Richard Harris. I'm trying to remember the people I worked with on Luxembourg. And there was Paul Burnett, who's still going strong, good old Paul. Very famous for his wonderful impressions. Tony Prince, nicknamed the Royal Ruler. And even shorter than Bob Leroy, he was. He never liked you mentioning that, though. He used to wear great Cuban heels, so he appeared taller. where are you now, Mr. Prince? Colin Nicol, who I had worked with on Radio England as well. Lovely man. Works for the Beeb, I think, again. Funny how they all went legitimate, apart from me. I must get a proper job one of these days. And there were people around. Who else was there? I think they were about it. Anyway, I spent 6 months there. And I have to be honest, it seemed like 6 years. I couldn't wait to get out.
Their designs are stunning.
Weekends on Cold Classic.
Hey, Jude.
AirCheckDownloads.com.